If you're looking for an easy, scenic walk that also includes a lot of Northwest history, that's the focus of this week's So Much to See. Veronica tells us about an easy walk on the Washington side of the gorge, just past the very popular Beacon Rock and Hamilton Mountain Trailhead.
If you stop at the parking lot near the Bonneville Dam in Skamania County, there's a trail you can take through the Fort Cascades Historic Site. I had no idea it was there. I actually stopped because there's a restroom, then noticed a path, and was very pleasantly surprised. There are a few very low-key markers showing where the McNatt's Hotel was, a blacksmith shop, and even a couple of old pieces of military hardware. Plus, there's the dense forest and the Columbia River that make it absolutely beautiful. Fort Cascades was a U.S. Army fort built in 1855 to protect the portage road around the final section of the Cascade Rapids, known as the Lower Cascades. It's between the present site of North Bonneville and the Bonneville Dam. It burned in 1856, was rebuilt, then abandoned in 1861. A small community, Cascades, formed around the fort, but the largest flood of the Columbia River in recorded history damaged the town and the fort back in 1894. Cascades used to be the county seat of Skamania County before 1893, but then the county records were moved to Stevenson. Fort Cascades is now on the National Register of Historic Places. There's a self-guided tour through what remains of the fort and the town site. Self-guided means there aren't a lot of details posted, so at first you could be a little confused, like I was. First thing you come across is a replica of a rock covered with petroglyphs. The original rock is now in Stevenson, but it literally seems to come out of nowhere if you don't know the history of the site. The trail itself is about a mile and a half, completely flat, so it's very easy walking.
And speaking of getting outside, seven hikers had to be rescued this week near Mount Hood after spending 30 hours lost in the wilderness.
They were tired, they were hungry, and one had to be carried out. They were relying on the internet to get them to Ramona Falls, which can be a mistake. Dr. Josh Russell at Legacy Go Health Urgent Care in Portland treats a lot of injured hikers every year. He says it may sound old-fashioned, but use a printed map.
There's one occasion where it makes sense to go back to the early 2000s days when we would print out our MapQuest or whatever, because your cell phone is going to be highly unreliable. And to that end, too, using trail map, going somewhere where there are trail maps is advisable. Like anything, you don't want to just jump ahead of your skill level, as tempting as it may be. Don't jump to an expert hike just because you think it's going to be a nice view or a good challenge. It's not a good place to challenge yourself because, like I said before, even a small mishap or misstep can lead to you being stranded in the wilderness.
He says there are a lot of ways to get hurt in the great outdoors, and he sees a lot of it every time the weather warms up. His best advice includes wearing good shoes, having lots of water, bug repellent, and sunscreen, and letting others know where you're going.
Having some good awareness of how you're going to get back, hiking with somebody else is really, really strongly recommended, because if you do have an injury that prevents you from getting off the trail or back to assistance, if you are not able to walk yourself and you're not on a major trail where there's other hikers, you can be stuck there for potentially hours or days until someone finds you.
And there are GPS devices you can buy for when your cell service ends. And I got a message from our own Lars Larsons yesterday that you should carry a whistle or a small mirror so you can send signals if you are lost. That's a great idea.
That is. The mirror part, I never thought of that.
I hadn't either. So, that's easy. They're cheap,
Yeah.